I'm Sam Clement in Indianapolis, where same-sex couples race to the Marion County Clerk's Office after hearing the news, including Chris Paulson. Paulson is the president of Indiana Equality Action. She came to the clerk's office to marry her partner of 17 years, Deanna. She says the emotions felt prove why she fought for more than a decade for marriage equality.
There's times we got frustrated, but we never thought about giving up. You know, we've done this for years, and people before me have done this. We've been doing this for 10 years, and it's all worth it.
By mid-afternoon, the line at the Marion County Clerk's office was out the door. But for these Hoosier couples who have waited a lifetime for the right to marry, they happily waited, knowing they would finally be able to.
I'm Sean Beter in Fort Wayne. The ruling striking down the state's same-sex marriage ban had a special resonance for Thad Girardeau, the first openly gay candidate to run for the Indiana State House. The Democrat says the ruling is a big step in the right direction, and he's thrilled.
There are a lot of people in this state who have been waiting for this day, and their hearts, they've been married for a long time, and it's nice to see the state of Indiana finally recognize that too.
Girardeau says he hopes the decision will survive any appeal so the state can refocus on issues that affect all Hoosier communities and families. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sean Beter in Fort Wayne.
I'm Christopher Ayers in Indianapolis. State Attorney General Greg Zeller's office said today in a statement that it will swiftly request a stay to prevent same-sex marriages from taking place across the state as it prepares to appeal today's ruling. So will the state recognize marriages that have already taken place if a stay is granted? Associate professor at IU's Maurer School of Law, Deborah Whitus, says that all depends.
I think it will be a little bit of an open question whether the state will recognize marriages in the interim if a stay is granted, and it may depend upon the terms of the stay.
Whitus says the federal government more than likely will recognize all Indiana same-sex marriages, even if the state will not.
I'm Stan Jastrzebski in West Lafayette. Tippecanoe County Clerk Krista Coffey says she's read Judge Richard Young's ruling and believes it may only apply to the four counties whose clerks were party to the lawsuit.
In reading orders, you have to take them plainly, and this plainly says these defendants. And I am not a named defendant in the case.
Ashley Smith, a spokesperson for the group Pride Lafayette, pronounced herself pleased with the judge's ruling, but aware the decision is likely to be appealed. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stan Jastrzebski in West Lafayette.